Chapter 1. Jordan Dincade held up the little alcohol burner he'd been using to heat up an alembic and blew the flame out. The wick smoked and the acrid stink curled his nose. He set the burner back on his granite workbench to cool and studied the ounce of clear, odorless liquid that had collected in a glass flask under the alembic's beak. The lack of scent indicated that the first process had succeeded. He held the flask up to the nearest alchemical light dangling from the ceiling. The golden liquid, contained in a special glass sphere nearly as hard as steel, emitted a steady glow devoid of heat, far safer than a lantern given the flammability of some of the reagents he kept in the lab. Three tiny black specks floated in the clear liquid. Joran ground his teeth and snarled. Another failure. He'd been so certain this time. When he prepared the flask to receive the liquid, he'd taken extra care to be sure no contaminants lingered either inside or outside. No, the failure must be with the precursor. He'd filtered it three times before beginning the distillation. Maybe four would be the charm. Considering how much money he'd spent on this experiment over the past week, it had better be. Speaking of money, it had to be close to dinner time. During the long summer days, he always lost track of how long he'd been working. Joran smiled to himself and set his most recent failure on the workbench. In truth, he frequently lost track of time year-round. He couldn't afford that today. He had to have dinner with his family tonight, a twice-monthly ritual his mother insisted on. Not that Joran minded eating at his parents' estate. Despite his father's constant nagging about adventure, seeing the world, and not wasting his youth trapped in a lab at the Imperial College, Joran generally got along with his family. With mother, anyway. Even better, their current chef might be the finest she had ever hired. In the corner of the lab sat a steel bucket with a tight-fitting lid. Joran opened it and poured his failure into the fine sand inside. One of the first-year students would arrive later to empty the bin and clean up the equipment. One of the best things about working at the college lab instead of a private business was the free cleaning service. In any other setting, he'd have to do it himself. Given some of the volatile substances he worked with, you couldn't just bring in some halfwit to dust and wash, not unless you wanted your lab and employee blown to bits. The students all had enough training to handle the materials without being a danger to themselves or the building. They grumbled about the menial work, but they did it just the same. Joran had learned a great deal by paying attention to how the professors had set up their labs during his own cleaning days. Everyone had their preferences, even though the students were all taught the same basic setup to start with. Happily, his cleaning days were long past. He'd graduated 2 years ago and received the title of Grand Master of Alchemy a year after that, at 21, making him the youngest to earn the prestigious title. And despite what some of his detractors said, it wasn't a title you could buy. Only someone who devised a unique alchemical substance or process received it. Joran was one of only 17 living. You'd think that would be enough to satisfy his father, but you'd be wrong. He shook his head and started for the wooden double doors. Jorik Cade had still been a commoner at 21, traveling right behind the Imperial Army, eager to trade with newly conquered people and reap the rewards from sales of exotic new items. He'd made his first fortune that way, and father believed his sons should follow in his footsteps. For his part, Joran had no desire to thrash through jungles, fight off hostile natives and hungry beasts, or generally live the life of a frontier trader. He much preferred the controlled environment of his lab in the college. Pity father refused to just agree to disagree. Outside the lab, Joran took a deep breath of warm, humid summer air. The sweet perfume of thousands of blooming flowers brought a smile to his face. He'd processed all the local flowers in his first 2 years of study, extracting everything of value. Now he worked exclusively with items brought in from the farthest corners of the empire. He turned left and made his way to the college's main campus. The shaded walkways, their roofs held up by massive white stone columns, kept the evening heat at bay. He walked alone, only the sound of his sandals slapping on the smooth stone path breaking the silence. The quiet gave him a chance to think, and today, all that came to mind was how best to fend off his father's no doubt well-reasoned arguments for adventure.
Joran!
He turned to